Save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. The Hollywood strike is expanding with actors walking off the job and joining the picket line Friday.
For the first time in 63 years, both actors and writers will be on strike. Labor tensions now set to paralyze Hollywood.
LA is a union town!
SAG-AFTRA, the union representing actors, voting to hit the picket lines after negotiations with the organization that represents studios and streamers broke down.
ABC's Matt Gutman, dangerous and deadly conditions, a confirmed fatality in the severe flooding in Vermont. Officials say a 63-year-old died of drowning in his home. The state is bracing for even more rain.
The streets of Montpelier are now lined with gigantic piles of furniture and other items that were ruined in this week's flooding. Officials say they're monitoring the dams for more potential flooding, and they've had the National Guard preemptively position their teams for more possible water rescues.
ABC's Trevor Ault. This is ABC News. Actors can't go to movie premieres now because of the strike, but one film squeezed one in just ahead of the deadline. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
It was likely the last premiere before the strike shut everything down. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer making its London debut Thursday night. The actors ending up walking out before the screening because the strike vote had just come down. But before that, on the red carpet, star Kenneth Branagh says he's ready to pick it.
There's an existential threat to, you know, the industry that needs to be addressed. It's being addressed. It's a painful process, but it has to be done.
Oppenheimer opens in theaters next weekend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Legendary group Duran Duran announced a cancer benefit concert at the Guild Theater in California next month. This comes after news that former band member and guitarist Andy Taylor was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. The show will benefit UK-based charity, the Cancer Trust. Pre-sale tickets go on sale Monday, and the general sale opens up Wednesday of next week. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude,